The controversy over the payment of protection money to criminals at building sites in Dublin, how a no-deal Brexit could impact on our fishing industry, and an online spat between two footballers' wives are some of the stories on your front pages this morning. The Examiner takes the line that senior bosses at Dublin City Council are under increasing pressure to explain if they knew about the payments made to criminals at building sites in Cherry Orchard. The Herald, meanwhile, publishes a front-page story, which the paper ran 3 years ago, revealing that a council probe was underway at the time into claims that a criminal mob was providing security at a West Dublin site. This was the first I heard about it. That's a lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, which quotes comments made by Housing Minister Owen Murphy during an interview on RTÉ Radio yesterday in relation to the controversy. In its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mirror quotes comments made by Fine Gael councillor Danny Byrne, comparing the controversy to something straight out of the Mafia. The Irish Independent leads today with details of a confidential document thought to have come from Taoiseach the Simon Coveney, warning that a no-deal Brexit could impact on the Irish fishing industry and lead to panic buying amongst consumers. The budget allocation of €110 million to the agricultural sector in the event of a no-deal Brexit provides the lead story in the Irish Farmers Journal. Backstop battle as time runs out. That's a lead headline in the Belfast Telegraph in relation to today's meeting between the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister. Donald Trump's defence of his decision to withdraw American troops as Turkey began its military incursion into northeast Syria yesterday provides the lead story in today's Irish Times. For its lead story, the Irish Star reports today that convicted rapist Patrick O'Brien was rushed to hospital from prison yesterday. The Irish News leads with the sudden death of the former manager of Down GAA, Eamon Burns, at the age of 56. And the Irish Sun leads with Wayne Rooney's wife Colleen's post on Instagram yesterday, in which she claimed that the personal stories leaked about her to the Sun newspaper had come from an account owned by Rebecca Vardy, wife of Jamie Vardy, after she'd conducted an online sting operation in which she posted fake stories on her personal account. Wags at War is a headline related to that story in the front of the Mail and Star. It's Wagro in the Sun and Roo Dunnett in the Independent. Elsewhere this morning, AIB is to sell off thousands of distressed mortgages. That's on the front of today's Times. As is a story about how three Irish nuns who stopped receiving their pensions after they moved back to Ireland from Portugal, having worked with disadvantaged people there for decades, have had their payments reinstated following an intervention by the Ombudsman. The Data Protection Commissioner has received a complaint from Dublin man Martin McMahon claiming that the collection of data from his travel pass is a form of mass surveillance. That's on the front of the Examiner. And a number of today's papers report on an American bird which was swept across the Atlantic during Storm Lorenzo and ended up in a County Kerry garden but died 30 minutes after completing its journey. The alternative fashion show staged by Extinction Rebellion protesters outside Penny's on O'Connell Street yesterday also receives lots of coverage today. And finally, the Examiner and a number of other papers report today on an invite which the Metropole Hotel in Cork has issued to couples who got married at the hotel in the past 50 years to attend a wedding club event tomorrow. Amongst the 400 guests who will be there are Joan Barrett, Sheila Fitzgerald and Breda O'Neill, who all worked at the Sunbeam factory and got married at the hotel on the same day 46 years ago. The Examiner runs with the shot taken of the three friends on the staircase of the hotel on their wedding day in 1973 and an updated picture of them looking every bit as lovely today.